Hey there, amazing people. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation and manifestation magic, back again with another juicy episode of Manifest Your Day. Now, before you hit that snooze button, I get it, mornings are tough. Let's talk about something real, something powerful, something that can absolutely shift your entire world. The power of forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of anger, resentment, or hurt? Like those past experiences are constantly dragging you down? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing, holding onto all that negativity doesn't just hurt you. It traps you in a cycle of pain that prevents you from truly healing and moving forward. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about choosing to release the grip those past experiences have on your present and future happiness. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's the ultimate act of self-love because it frees you from the chains of bitterness and allows you to step into your power with a lighter, more joyful heart. And guess what? It doesn't mean forgetting. Forgiveness is about understanding, accepting, and ultimately choosing to let go. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the incredible power of forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness starts with yourself. Yep, you read that right. Before you can truly forgive others, it's essential to forgive yourself for any perceived mistakes or shortcomings. We all mess up, honey. It's part of being human. Holding on to self-blame only keeps you stuck in a spiral of negativity. Practice self-compassion and remember, everyone deserves a second chance, starting with yourself. 2. Forgiveness is a process, not an event. Don't expect to suddenly feel all warm and fuzzy after deciding to forgive. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional help. Be patient with yourself and allow the healing to unfold naturally. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing to release the hurt and move forward. 3. You don't have to condone the actions. Forgiveness doesn't mean you're saying what happened was okay or that the person who hurt you should get a free pass. It means you're releasing your own anger and resentment, not condoning their behavior. 4. Choose to focus on the positive. It's easy to get caught up in the negative emotions associated with the past, but consciously choose to focus on the good things in your life. Gratitude is a powerful tool for healing and growth. Start a gratitude journal, practice mindfulness, or simply take time each day to appreciate the little things that bring you joy. 5. Forgiveness sets you free. Holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. By choosing forgiveness, you break free from those negative chains and open yourself up to a life filled with peace, love, and joy. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a heavy burden? Like your shoulders are hunched, your chest feels tight, and even taking a deep breath feels difficult? That's the weight of unforgiveness holding you back. But imagine this. You release that weight, feel lighter than air, and finally take a full, satisfying breath. Your shoulders relax. A smile spreads across your face, and a sense of calm washes over you. That's the freedom that comes with forgiveness. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. Maybe it was a betrayal by a friend, a hurtful comment from a family member, or even an injustice you experienced. Remember that feeling? The anger, the resentment, the pain? Now imagine letting go of all that negativity. Picture yourself releasing those heavy emotions like balloons floating up into the sky, taking your hurt with them. What would it feel like to finally be free from that burden? Remember, forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of the past and choose a path of healing and growth. You are powerful beyond measure, capable of incredible love and compassion. Choose to forgive, not for them, but for yourself. So, my beautiful listeners, take this day as an opportunity to cultivate forgiveness in your heart. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, celebrate every step forward, and remember, you are worthy of love, joy, and freedom. And if you feel ready, share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep manifesting your best day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.